You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay was originally aired on June 21st, 1991.
Over the years, I found it of value, even of life-saving nature, to pay more than a little attention to my feet, where they're going, even where they have been. This was emphasized again this weekend on a little family Father's Day outing. With me were my wife, companion of 45 years, one son. The other one couldn't make it, but we'd spent some time together the night before. Two daughters. The other one lives in Georgia. One daughter-in-law, her aunt and mother, and three grandchildren. Another one lives in Georgia. There, if you're still listening and you got that all in mind, you know more about me than you've ever known before. One wife of 45 years, five children, including three daughters, four grandchildren. This is definitely more than you needed to know about my family, but it has a point. What do you do to celebrate Father's Day with a naturalist dad whose wife is on a no-fat, low-cholesterol diet? A sumptuous dinner is no answer. I don't get any fun out of eating steak while my wife eats tofu. Is it conceivable to you that a part of the group, after looking at Dad's latest project and exhibit on dinosaurs at the Rescue Mission Camping Center, might end up in the woods? Well, we did, and it wasn't my idea. After half of the group had departed for other commitments, the remaining one said, "Let's take a walk in the woods." That's where watching where you put your feet came into play. We were moseying along a side trail. I was lagging back, lost in my thoughts, when one of my daughters said, "Dad, what was that bird? It just fluttered up from the ground, almost under my feet." I located the bird. It was a junco. "Watch where you put your feet," I said. "Juncos nest on the ground." Sure enough, practically under my wife's feet was a nest, no more than a lined cavity in the trailside mosses, holding two tiny junco hatchlings. "Let's move on," I said, "and let the mother get back to her young." She did that promptly as we moved on. First lesson on watching where to put your feet. Another one for me is found in the exquisitely fashioned miniature flowers that go unnoticed underfoot in field and forest. The best way to appreciate them, once they are located, is on hands and knees with hand lens or binoculars turned backward. I don't remember who first taught me what a good hand lens binoculars turned backwards can be. It may have been Eva Gordon, great natural history professor at Cornell, or it might have been Gold Metcalf, legendary outdoor education guru, at whose camp on Tully Lake I first began to get the idea that it might be all right for a dedicated biologist to evolve into a natural history teacher. At any rate, if you're walking in the woods in June or July and you spot a ground cover of small egg-shaped shiny dark leaves, each with a central light green stripe, it's time to get down on hands and knees with the aforementioned hand lens or backwards binoculars and look for tiny pink or white trumpet-shaped flowers in pairs linked together at the base. Concentrate on the throat of this four-lobed trumpet and notice the scruffy white or pink pile. The bright red fleshy fruit that develops at the base of these twin flowers is actually the product of two ovaries fused together as they grow and ripen. Nearby, if you are extremely fortunate, you might find the diminutive dwarf ginseng, often no more than 5 inches in height. Its tiny leaves are arranged in one whorl of three leaves, each divided into three 1-inch by 1/2-inch leaflets at its summit. In early spring, each plant bears a rounded, frothy inflorescence. Viewed under hand lens, it proves to consist of a score of tiny four-petaled flowers, less than 1/8 inch in diameter. By mid-June, if you find the plant, you'll find one or more tiny green berries, which will turn yellowish as they ripen. I have a number of other favorite miniatures that are scattered artfully across the forest floor. The little star flower, called Trientalis, by botanists. I'm not sure whether it's a dainty 6 or 7-pointed star which rises on a filmy stalk from the whorl of shiny slender leaves, or its scientific name, Trientalis borealis, that appeals to me more. Trientellus borealis, lovely alliteration there. In the fields also are favored miniatures, dainty blue-eyed grass, a miniature iris whose blooms are radial rather than bilateral, diminutive yellow sundrops, parviflora is its scientific moniker. If you're a fan of the evening primrose or of the showy cultivated sundrops, you'll enjoy seeing what miniaturization produces. Just a last word of apology and of affirmation. Last week, in a moment when my brain was apparently an idol, I added an invitation to an early bird morning walk to that tape. It was really actually supposed to have been broadcast today. If anyone came out at 7 a.m. last Saturday, I apologize. The actual date is June 22nd, Saturday, this weekend. And if you come out to Rice Creek, I'll be there to apologize personally and to sally forth in search of birds of Rice Creek. That's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.